know, Jason Cairns, are you going to be singing at WandFest?
I don't think so.
No.
My singing chops don't quite measure up to folks like Jeremy Camp.
So. Yeah, I guess not. Yeah. Jeremy's the Friday night opening act, headliner. Toby Mac, the Saturday headliner. 10th Avenue North returning. Mike Donaghy, and he's great. They're great, so that's super.
Sure.
And, you know, weather had hampered their previous appearance, like in the initial One Fest, so that's kind of cool. And then, Rhett Walker. That's what we know so far.
All right. Good.
So, first things first, I'm going to start with Wordle, and that I thought it was kind of challenging today.
Yeah, I got it, I think, in four today.
Okay.
But, you know, we've talked about this, that sometimes there's some odd word constructions that you don't quite necessarily think of. But, you know, it's amazing to me. Some days it will take me until six to get it. And it feels like I spend forever working on it. And my friend Josh will get it in two or three. And I'll think, you know, why is that it happens? But it definitely does stretch our brains a little bit, right? I mean, I think that's part of the benefit of it.
Yeah, and I think we encourage as many of our best 5 minutes of the day listeners to join us in trying to do Wordle. And, you know, I'd done it, and then I kind of got a little tired of it. And you kind of, I don't know, you kind of threw it back my way, like, hey, I think you'd enjoy it. And so now I got a 32-day streak going. I got it on the sixth try. It took me until the sixth turn today. Do you ever get it, though, sometimes? And again, Wordle, it's like five-letter words, and, you know, so that's the deal. We've played Wib Wordle.
Yep.
But, I mean, do you ever get it where sometimes you just kind of, when you're on those middle turns, you just kind of, you don't feel any pressure. And all of a sudden it gets to turn five, like, you better get serious here. So.
Right. Yeah, because then it's always, what options am I missing here? And am I going to get knocked out today? Yeah,
right.
Five and six, definitely that happens.
I thought I was going to get it. Again, we don't want to give away the word because people are doing it. And then it changes every day. I thought I had it for sure on five, and then it was like, no, you have the last letter wrong. And I'm like, wow. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, okay. That happens.
The other thing I mentioned a little bit earlier is I'm excited about this day. This is like we're getting back to business. And by, I mean, you know what I mean? Like the holidays, especially as you get toward Christmas, I mean, in the retail world, there's an intensity. I know for the kids in the education world, it's kind of like, checking out. I don't know even what between Christmas and New Year's is. I mean, is that, that's not really a work week. That's kind of a mushy week.
And that's a good way to describe it.
Yesterday was just kind of the day people were back. But, you know, today is, I've got an important 10:30 business appointment. I got another potential appointment. And I feel like today it's okay to do business. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I mean, you kind of get back into the swing of things. You know, yesterday was my first day back as well, and you know, had a couple of patients and working back in. Today's a full day back in the swing. Both of my assistants will be there today, so it's hit the ground running now, and here we go.
So does a neuropsychologist, do you have to kind of work off the rust when you get back from a week off?
You know, a little bit. You know, it's you get into this routine as you do your work, and I think when I'm back after 10 or 11 days like that, it's like, okay, that's right. I'm sitting with a person here. Okay, what are the questions I need to be asking? And they're all there, but it's that initial just kind of shaking the cobwebs out as you get going again.
Hmm. We have arrived at 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. So we'll try to find out if that's too much to, but you go ahead and read the scripture for starters.
All right. Says you love him even though you have never seen him. Though you do not see him now, you trust him and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be the salvation of your souls. This salvation was something even prophets wanted to know more about when they prophesied about this gracious salvation prepared for you. They wondered what time or situation the Spirit of Christ within them was talking about when he told them in advance about Christ's suffering and his great glory afterward. They were told that their message was not good for themselves, but for you. And now this good news has been announced to you by those who preached in the power of the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. It was also wonderful that even the angels are eagerly watching these things happen.
All right, there's a lot there in five verses of 1 Peter chapter 1. But from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, let me read at least a little. You say, yet even now, in the messy middle of your story, I love that, your love for my son is evident. You joyfully anticipate the final chapter, knowing that I shall set all things right, and we shall celebrate together in the end. I'm going to just pause right there because...
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and comment on just that.
Yeah, you know, I think something else we've touched on is so often the world seems so messy.
Right.
And it's easy, I think, to get swept up into fear and anxiety about all the junk in the world. And I like this idea that God is going to set all things right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there will be this grand celebration in the end, that he's in the process of restoring all things. And just a really good reminder for me as we're kicking off a new year.
Yeah, I totally feel that way. It feels like almost since October 7th, things have gotten messier and more complicated.
Yeah.
Mabel Louise Stewart's funeral on Friday, and I will forever remember the idea of her telling me, it comes down to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And I need that trust in the Lord with all your heart, because I feel like I am looking heavenward and saying, I don't get it. I don't get this election mess. I don't get this international mess. I don't get my own life mess, you know?
Right. Amen. Absolutely to that.
All right. Well, thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
Our buddy Jason Kahn's on WWIB as we get rolling for this wonderful day. And, hey, good news from our friend John this morning as well. PCD John, remember we were praying for him yesterday. And he has weighed in for us on the listener line at 715-396-1670.
Good morning, Mark. The procedure that they did on my legs yesterday at the hospital extended my ability to walk for a number of years. So I want to thank you and your listeners for praying for me. For God is good. He listens to our prayers. And I certainly do appreciate them. Thank you and have a great day.
Win It Wednesday, WWIB, and this morning's game, Wiberto, which we have not played since early November.
All right, so hopefully you remember how it works. 715-723-2555. Obviously, there are 26 letters up on the board. If you get a letter correct, you are able to continue guessing. If you get a letter incorrect, you are able to either hang up and try again or take a guess at the Wiberto word, but you only get one guess total at that word. If you are incorrect, you are out of the game. 715-723-2555 is the number to call to get on the air with us here on this Win It Wednesday.
Now, be aware that there are some incredible talents in the Wib listening audience, like Sherry from Bloomer, who is the Ken Jennings of this. She's won Wiberto 7 times before.
Wow.
But
not 70 times 7, but 7.
Right. Right, but actually, we played it much less in 2023, so it's been close to a year since she won.
All right, so you never know. Is it going to be Sherry, Brian from Aliva,
mm-hmm.
another talented player?
Yes.
Or could it be you? Maybe your name goes on the wall of fame
right.
that we do not have for Wiberto.
And continuing with the theme we've had more recently of win a CD that both Mark and Caleb would totally love to have. How about Mike Donaghy as 10th Avenue North, back together, coming to One Fest, his solo project, Flourish. I've got it in my hands right now.
Well, there you go. So, 715-723-2555. Let's get Wiberto started with the first word off the board, and maybe, or first letter off the board, and maybe it's in the word. 715-723-2555. Open to everybody. Again, guess a letter. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. And yeah, if you know Wheel of Fortune, things like that, sometimes it's good to grab a vowel. There's no extra cost for that. RSTLNE, always good options as well. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, Vicky, what do you think? What letter?
R.
R. Is there an R in there?
Vicky, no R in this one.
No R. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. 25 options left in Wiberto.
And Vicky is a past champ multiple times. So, again, she's tough and good in this game. How about you? 723-2555. 11 great songs in this Mike Donaghy CD.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Oh, Vicky got through again. All right, Vicky, second guess at a letter. What do you think?
E.
E. Is there an E in there? Going with a vowel.
Vicky, no E.
No E. Thank you for trying. 715-723-2555.
Those are both great guesses from her. The word,
they really are.
My
really
first are. Word I've been using for Wordle, regular Wordle, is rates, and it's got an R and an E, but neither of those in our word today.
All right, Wibberdle, 715-723-2555, 723-2555, 24 letters remain, but might not take us that long. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
All right, Caroline, guess a letter.
Let's go with an I.
Is there an I in there?
Another vowel, but no, not.
Not an I. Thank you, okay. Caroline. Call us back, 715-723-2555. We'll give you another few shots at a letter here. Let's go here. Good morning. Go ahead. What's your letter?
S.
S. Is there an S in there?
You got to think there is, but there's not.
There's not. It's kind of odd that we go O for
I know.
Just to begin the Wibberdle word, but maybe we chose a harder one.
We've tried two vowels, two consonants, no E or I, no R or S. 22 letters remain.
We will take one more guess here, 715-723-2555. Then we'll let you ponder this a little bit for about 20 minutes. But you never know. One person might guess the letter that gets on a roll. Because, again, once you guess a correct letter, you get to guess another one and another and so on. So maybe the next one is going to be the spark that figure this out. 715-723-2555. Good morning, Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hi, it's Caroline from Rice Lake again.
All right, Caroline, go ahead.
I'm wondering if there's a Y.
Is there a Y?
She's going outside the box with a Y, kind of a vowel, consonant, and no, there's not.
Why is there no Y in there? Well, it'll all come to fruition later on. Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, Vicky, for trying. But we're going to push this off about 20 minutes with no letters off the board yet.
We are making Wibberdle history. This has never happened before where we got no letters off the board and continued to the second installment.
January 3rd, special in our family because someone's turning 25 today.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
It is a very happy 25th birthday today to my little sister, Promise. Promise is a music teacher at Flambeau High School. Kids in Flambeau, if you're listening, be extra nice to Miss Promise today. I'm sure you are already. I'm sure the stories she tells have no grounds in factual reality. Be good. Be nice to Miss Promise. Again, Promise, she gives everything for her students. I mean, you ask her what she wants for her birthday. Hopefully you opened your presents already. But one of the things that she wanted is snacks for her students because she likes to stock things up so her students have things to snack on. She just puts everything she has into teaching. She loves the kids, loves the school, loves music, and loves seeing other people develop that love and appreciation for music as well, too. So just one of the many ways that my little sister serves. I'm proud of her, and Promise, I've got a 3-song set for you, all with songs related to your name, because it's one of the fun things when you have a name like Promise. Christian radio is just full of songs that I can play for you. So Jared Anderson, I Am They, and then Toby Mac for my little sister. Happy birthday.
On a Win It Wednesday, WWIB, your chance to win Mike Donahue's solo project, the longtime lead singer of 10th Avenue North. He did a project called Flourish, 11 great songs, many of which you've heard on WWIB. Of course, 10th Avenue North back together, coming to One Fest in August in Cadott. And round two of Wibberdle this morning, Caleb.
Yes, so 715-723-2555. And again, the way the game works is you get one guess at a letter when you're on the air. If you get the letter that's in the five-word Wibberdle word, you get to guess again. You do only get one guess in total at the word itself, so use that guess wisely. If you get a letter incorrect, you can hang up and call back. 715-723-2555. And the letters that have been guessed, because we don't have any actually in the word yet, but several off the board.
Right. So two vowels, E and I, have been guessed. They're not in there. No R, S, or Y. 21 letters remain, 3 more vowels, and the rest of the consonants.
All right. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Give us a call, 723-2555. to guess a letter for Whip Ertl. And, yeah, get the ball rolling, get the train moving down the tracks. And usually once that first letter that's in the word starts, then we get some momentum going. So 715-723-2555. Again, the letters that have been guessed are...
E and I have been guessed, as well as R, S, and Y. So we've got 3 remaining vowels, 18 remaining consonants.
715-723-2555. It starts with the first call, the first bold soul guessing a letter. And maybe you're the one that finds the first letter in the word. That's always a triumphant feeling.
I'm going to tell you, Caleb and I would both love this CD, Mike Donaghy. And if they don't go away with it, let's just share this back and forth, okay?
I guess so. We'll just pass it between our vehicles. We'll meet at a stoplight or something like that. 715-723-2555. 723-2555. I know it's right at the freezing point. It's cold, but get the mind working.
It's a 5-letter word. Wordle is a great game to play. I play it early in the morning. And so I'm going to give you a little hint. There's 5 unique letters, okay? No letter twice in the word. So there's a hint.
All right, we have a call at 723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jeannie. I don't usually play this, but hey,
Jeannie.
Let's start.
All right, Jeannie,
how
go
about
ahead.
An H?
Is there an H in there? How about?
There is, Jeannie. It's the second letter.
Maybe you should play more often, Jeannie. Good job. So now you can guess again. There is an H in there, letter number 2. Go ahead and guess another letter.
T.
Is there a T in there?
That's where your luck ran out, right there.
All right, not a T.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jeannie. You got the first one in the letter. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you can try again.
Yeah, Jeannie, you're welcome to call back. Let's go. Here's the line starting to line up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn, and I'm calling from Fall Creek.
Evelyn from Fall Creek Cricket Country. All right, so Evelyn, we know that the letter H is in there. That's letter number 2, but there's 4 letters more to go. So what letter would you like to guess?
L.
Is there an L in there?
There is not.
Not an L. Thank you, Evelyn. Call back. We'd love to hear from you again. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. So again, we know there's an H in there, and we know that's letter number 2. 4 letters to go in this Whip Ertl.
And again, we have still have 3 more remaining vowels that you can guess. Obviously, E and I are off the board, but nobody's guessed the other 3.
Good morning. What's your name? Where you're calling from today?
Good morning. My name is Michael from Eau Claire.
Hey, Michael.
Michael from Eau Claire. All right. Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show. Whip Ertl, what do you think? What letter, Michael?
The letter A.
Is there an A in there?
The first letter of the alphabet is not in there.
No. Thank you, Michael. Call us back. 715-723-2555. I think we can sneak in 2 more guessers here, depending on whether they get one in there or not. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. It's Greg from Augusta.
Hey, Greg.
Let's go with a C.
Is there a C in there?
There is. It's the first letter.
First letter. So C-H. Go ahead and guess again, Greg.
Oh.
Is there an O in there? Trying to get another vowel in that word. Is there an O?
There is not.
There's not. All right, Greg, thank you. I'm assuming you don't want to guess the word here, so let's go to our last caller this hour. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Cheryl. I'm from Eau Claire.
All right, Cheryl from Eau Claire.
Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, round 3 of Whip Ertl. For the first time since the November 8th Whip Wake Up Show, we have not heard from 7-time winner Sherry in Bloomer. Is she waiting in the weeds? We'll find out. We've got a 5-letter word, and so far our listeners have guessed the first 2 letters, but they've not come up with a vowel so far.
And we have a good prize for you as well.
Yeah, the Mike Donaghy CD, a solo project, Flourish, 11 fantastic songs. Caleb and I love this CD. We'd just as soon hold on to it and share it, you know, back and forth, but we'll give you a chance, one last chance to try to win this thing.
All right, so 715-723-2555. We know the first 2 letters.
They are C and H.
So we need the last 3 letters. C-H, blank, blank, blank. 715-723-2555. And again, if you guess a letter correctly, you can keep on guessing. After that, when you are incorrect, or I guess if you've gotten all the letters correct, then you have to guess the uh-huh. word. But you only get one shot uh-huh. at guessing the word, so use that opportunity wisely.
Uh-huh.
If you are incorrect, you can go ahead and call on back. 715-723-2555 if you're incorrect on the letter, not the word. All right. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cheryl from Eau Claire.
Cheryl from Eau Claire. We know the first two letters are CH in Wibbertle today, Cheryl. What are letters 3, 4, or 5? What do you think?
Letter 5 is a K.
You think it's a K. CH
yes.
blank blank K. Is it a K?
It is.
You are absolutely correct.
How did she know
blank
that?
Blank K. She said that very confidently.
She didn't just say, is there a K? She said letter 5 is a K.
All right.
I am.
All right, Cheryl. Okay, so CH blank blank K. So guess your next letter.
U.
U. Is there a U in there? Could that be our first vowel? Did we find it?
It's the only vowel that hadn't been guessed, and it's in there.
You are absolutely correct, Cheryl, from
Eau Claire. Right in the middle. Right in the middle.
CH U blank K. Guess another letter, Cheryl.
N as in Nancy.
Cheryl from Eau Claire. You are absolutely correct. What is that word?
Chunk.
You are our winner, Cheryl from Eau Claire, taking it wire to wire here in the third time of playing Wibbertle. Congratulations.
I gotta ask.
Yay, thank you.
How did you know, I mean, right from the gate, you knew the last letter was a K right out of the gate?
Because I guessed the letter M.
Uh-huh.
And then when I got off the phone with you guys, I'm like, okay, what could it be? I know there's a U, and uh-huh. this is a... elimination.
There you go.
Brilliant process of deduction. Well, we have a CD. Hang on the line for us, Cheryl, and we'll tell you how to pick that up. You're going to love it from Mike Donahue. Well done playing Wibbertle here on the Wib Wake Up Show. It took us 3 tries, but we got there. Thanks to Cheryl from Eau Claire. Chunk. Yes, you never know. Maybe we were thinking tuna. I'm not sure.
Well, it's the third day of the year, and let's talk about predictions. Predictions that have been made in the past about the future.
What did they think it would be like around now, or even in some decades previous?
Uh-huh.
What did they think that our world would look like, feel like, sound like? These are always interesting to dive into.
For instance, it was predicted in 1967 that by now, 2024, it may be possible to breed intelligent species of animals such as apes that would be capable of performing manual labor. That hasn't quite happened, I guess.
All right. No chimp parking Mm-mm. my car. I guess I don't really do valet parking anyway.
Yeah, right.
Predictions from the future. In 1997, Wired magazine thought we would be in our fourth year of Mars exploration by now. Now, Elon Musk apparently is thinking we could be on Mars in 2029. NASA says sometime in the 2030s, giving themselves a full extra decade.
Yeah, wow. How about Arthur C. Clarke, an inventor, science writer, and futurist, believed that the boring houses of 1966 would be radically different by the time we got to the time in which we currently live. The house of the future would have no roots tying it to the ground, he wrote. In fact, he thought gone would be water pipes, drains, power lines, the autonomous home could therefore move or be moved to anywhere on Earth at the owner's whim. His prediction isn't too far off if you consider van life, I guess.
Okay, mail will be sent via rocket was another prediction.
Mm.
Mail delivered by a cruise missile, as insane as it sounds, was successfully attempted back in 1959
wow.
when a Navy submarine sent 3,000 letters, all addressed to political figures like President Dwight D. Eisenhower, using only a rocket.
Huh.
Yeah, the Postmaster General is so excited by the, quote, historic significance of mail delivery using rockets that he predicted it would become commonplace by the next century. It hasn't. I shudder to think what a stamp would cost.
Boy, the early days of drone, I guess. This next one, we just played Wibbertle and wrapped it up. Congratulations to Cheryl and Eau Claire. Got today's word, chunk. But how about this prediction? C, X, and Q wouldn't be part of the alphabet anymore. That's right. Ladies' Home Journal back in 1900 asked renowned engineer John Watkins Jr. for his educated guesses about the 21st century. He predicted that by 4 years ago in 2020, there would be no C, X, or Q in our everyday alphabet. He said they would be abandoned because they were unnecessary.
So it would be Aleb and Mark in the morning, I guess.
I mean, Scrabble would be boring.
And finally, in 1911, predictions about the future here in the Wib Wake Up Show has begun 2024. In a lecture to the Royal College of Surgeons of England in 1911, a surgeon by the name of Richard Clement Lucas made the following curious prediction, quote, human beings in the future will become one-toed. The small toes are being used less and less as time goes on. And he's like, yeah, we're just going to be one big toe like the duffel putts from Narnian fame.
Oh, brother.
That did not happen, Dr. Lucas.
Thank you.